On the show today, we have Interface AI's Serenovitz NJ and University Credit Union's David Tuyo talking about how the credit union has implemented AI-powered intelligent virtual assistant named Royce, all powered by Interface AI. Super, super cool stuff here, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and do we have an episode for you? We are talking AI today with University Credit Union's David Tuyo right there next to me. David, how are you, sir?
Doing fantastic. Great to see you again.
Good to see you as well. We were talking a little NCAA basketball tournament and how you guys are representing quite well, the UCLA Bruins and the Gonzaga. Is it Bulldogs?
Bulldogs.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Oh, well, yeah. Sorry about that. And then right below us, we have Serenovitz NJ from Interface AI. Serenovitz, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for
good,
having me.
Good. Glad to have you guys on the show. We're talking about, David, your credit union's implementation of the AI-powered intelligent virtual assistant named Royce. I like that name. That's really cool. I like it. And so it's all powered by Interface AI's technology. So I'm going to start out with you, Serenovitz. So give us a quick foundation here. What is Royce and how does it work? And then David, I'll get to you to like, okay, how is it working at your credit union, all that good stuff. So Serenovitz, the stage is yours, sir.
Wonderful. So Royce is a financial assistant. Right, it helps in answering some of the basic questions. Otherwise, people end up waiting several minutes on trying to get to talk to someone. Right, it helps them finding balances, fund transfers, or helping with dispute transaction and whatnot in pretty much on all channels of interaction with UCU. If you go to their website, Royce is there. If you start their application process, Royce is there. If you go to their mobile app, Royce is there. If you call up their contact center, Royce is there. Right, it is omni-channel. Right. It helps answer some of the basic questions, make sure the members of UCU get instant responses to what they're looking for.
Okay.
Right. So, pretty much the second phase of the journey of Royce is it is kind of helping as an assistant answering some of the basic questions and even more complex questions today. Mm-hmm. But the second phase of the journey of Royce, which is going to be unveiled very soon, is how Royce will become a financial coach from being a financial assistant.
Oh, wow.
Where it'll take the journey from answering questions to guiding you in, achieving financial wellness, right? As well as, guiding you throughout the process in what are the steps and education required, financial education required to achieve those financial goals and thereby achieve financial wellness, right? So, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say, so Royce is going to tell me, Mike, now's not a good time to buy the BMW. You might want to wait a couple of months, right?
Yes. You got to do more interviews of interface.ai before you get there.
But it has that ability, right? I mean, or it's going to have that ability, right? Because I mean, I've heard, the more the data you have, the better data you have, the more effective the AI is, right? Is that kind of a correct assumption?
I think absolutely. So one of the disadvantages of smaller credit unions is the data they end up producing is actually quite small for training sophisticated AI models, right? But it's unfair because you can't apply such a sophisticated technology. Just because Bank of America has more data, they probably end up providing better experience for their customers.
Yeah.
You know, smaller institution could be left behind. So what we did very early on when we realized this is we created a collective intelligence consortium. Right, UCU is part of it. Right, so the day UCU become our customers, they got to inherit all of the trained machine learning models on day one.
Mm-hmm.
So Royce was answering questions at 90-95% accuracy on day one.
Grief.
Right, because we are able to train sophisticated models. Having all of our customers part of the same network, we have enough data. Actually, more data than even Bank of America has because we process over 1 million member requests a day. And we were able to get the most sophisticated AI algorithms and train them, right? And so that even the smaller financial institution get to provide the experience, the quality of Bank of America or even better, right? We kind of taken away the equation of data for smaller financial institution, which comes in middle to provide a better member experience.
Oh. Exciting. So this must be really exciting for you, David, and your members as well, even more so. So tell me from your perspective, what attracted you guys to this technology and how are you guys using it today?
Well, we started doing the research just about 4 years ago. Okay. And during the research process, obviously, you know, cost does play a role in that decision. And so it was out of reach for us. I mean, today we're $900 million in assets, 43,000 members, growing loans at about 30% per year for the last 3 years. Again, this year looks like another 30% year. So things are going really well, but as good as things are, it wasn't within our grasp. It was outside of the expense, the budget, if you would, right? So as my dad used to say, right, it was champagne taste on a beer budget. So trying to get into, you know, something that was a little bit more, you know, within the realm, we started watching out on the signals and on the fringe and how it was coming into the center. And then as we launched another set of research, again, continue to monitor it, and we met Interface, we realized how affordable it could be. Actually, really any credit union over $100 million could afford this technology. This is not, you know, no longer is it limited to somebody that's 2 billion or 5 billion or 10 billion or 100 billion or even trillion as you get into the big four. So It is exciting to see what it meant for our organization. You look at the touch points, look at the accuracy as Shrin talked about earlier. Many times when we look at our providers in our industry, a lot of them are legacy providers. So they focus more on mature business models where they, you know, they really move a little bit slower because of their expense model. Whereas when we're working with companies like Interface, I mean, we stood up the entire program in less than a month. It is unbelievable. And that's start to finish contracts, everything. Wow. And so the go live from start to finish, I think it was actually like 10 days from actual project launch to go live. They move unbelievably quick. And to his point, because they had so much research and so many other clients, banks, and credit unions around, we got to really leverage the expertise and have that accuracy day one. I think it was closer to 96% or something the first day. And even now, even in our contact centers, we've been live 11 days with Royce answering phone calls there. Our accuracy rate is still near 90% at launch, which is just tremendous. I don't know about you, very few times are we right 90% of the time. And so life. And so to have something like that, a tool at our disposal to serve our member owners is something that we're very proud of.
Wow. Yeah. Around my house, 50% is a good number for me. So, yeah. But that's a whole nother story. Yeah. So there's some numbers here. So I'm going to first ask you, David, how long have you guys been using Royce?
So you want the exact number? It's 238 days is the exact day count. So we pulled some nice research for you today.
Oh, nice. Very cool. And some number, and the numbers here, I want to say some numbers here. Royce has saved you guys $250,000 in the last few months. Oh my gosh. And even more so, it's in line to save you guys more than $4.5 million, annually. Is that, I mean, can you extrapolate these numbers for us, please?
So when you look at the cost to provide the services to your member owners, and then you analyze, that's where these numbers are coming from.
Okay.
We're saving over 290 hours so far just this year alone with Royce answering phone calls and the touch points. If you look at the conversion rates online with our membership and loan applications, so we'd have people that would get to a certain point in the applications, drop off, they would exit, they wouldn't come back later on. Royce has saved over 388 applications to date since that part of the process has been in live. And so it's just tremendous when you look at the overall impact. I think some other numbers, remember, keep in mind, our credit union at University Credit Union is 43,000 members strong. Mm-hmm. We've had 27,662 members use Royce. So it's only meant for certain types of banks or maybe high tech companies, but I don't think that's really the case when you look at our numbers at University of Creighton.
Yeah, that's, oh my gosh, that's a huge number. So Serenivus, what do you take from all of this? What are you learning from all of this? And then how are we going to make Royce even more effective in the future here for university and other credit unions?
And I think that 4.5 million kind of includes the both top line and bottom line impact, right? So the impact it created in enabling new applications, new onboarding happen, as well as the savings that comes out of people not having to call and talk to someone, right? So the combined ROI, it's not the savings alone, it's ROI, which includes the savings and the top line impact. kind of adding up to that number, right? So as I said, like, you know, today Royce is, as David mentions, answering calls at 90% accuracy. So you could call up 800 UCU, I think one of the numbers in their contract.
4510.
4510. 800 UCU 4510. So, and you can talk to Royce, right? So, and it answers your questions at 90% accuracy. So as going back to the framework I told you about, we're starting our journey in creating a world-class financial assistant, right? That is able to take away all the, day-to-day activities you do, where you wait to talk to someone, or you're waiting for a callback request from someone. Because of pandemic, the call wait times have increased. And some of the behavior of the members it's very clear it has become permanent, which is people have gotten used to calling up contact center and get things done for what they used to go to a branch earlier. And our customers have seen a sustained increase in call volume even after they've been able to open up the branches.
Yeah.
Right. There's a permanent behavior change, and for credit unions, it's really hard to scale their teams to expand the call center team to be able to kind of answer and take up this increased volume. Right. Today we, they already pay about $8 to $10 per call. Can you believe that? It's $1.5 per minute, and we dropped it to 20 cents per minute with AI.
Oh my God!
Right. That's like, what is it? That 7x the ROI or something like that. So that's the efficiency here, right? And that's the financial assistant. That's the phase one of the play. Mm-hmm. Phase two is going to be how Royce can now, during those conversation, can Royce provide you insights that helps you to bank better and create further better engagement. Mm-hmm. During those conversation, can Royce provide you an upsell, cross-sell, or an opportunity of a recommendation of a product? So it can drive your revenue, right? So yeah. Our vision is to take the call center, transform that from a cost center to a revenue center, right? We want our customers to be making money from call center, not losing it.
Right.
Such is the transformational journey we've started with UCU. So, I think David can speak a lot about it. So this has become more of an expert than me now, how it has benefited UCU. So, I have big thanks to David here, because in the last few months, we've, in conversations with the C-level exec across 300 financial institutions across the nation. And we're a small company with not a lot of customers yet, but we are growing really fast. So all of our customers are flooded with reference calls and whatnot. We said, you know what? Instead of taking every call, you should just talk to Mike. He will broadcast. He'll see you broadcast the message, right?
So out there for you, for sure. Yeah, you're not going to be a small company for long, Serenis. I mean, way things are going. My gosh, this is success. And David, so how has Royce been able to add value to your credit union? Because it sounds, just from what we were talking about, the value, it's already, proven itself big time. But your take on the value proposition.
I think we talk about value today and value tomorrow. The value today, if you think about what's happened the past year, or over a year now, with the pandemic, the effects of COVID-19, how it's affected our staff, how it's affected their family members, and just life in general. And many times people are feeling, added pressure. They're taking additional sick time. Maybe there was a positive event in the household, and they directly or indirectly, they needed to care for a loved one. As a credit union, we may have at our size, 15 people in the contact center. Well, obviously, if a third of them are being affected by COVID-19 in some shape or form, mm-hmm. and then we have the increase in calls because the branches are limited hours or closed due to some type of initiative from a local government, saying, hey, look, we have to shut down for a period of time. All of a sudden, you have these huge spikes and you have less staff. You can see how that affects your team members. We don't want our team being stressed out. We're an employee-first organization. We want to treat them with the best care possible to help them become the best versions of themselves in life. Mm-hmm. And so the automation we can take right now, we're at 25% call automation in the contact center. Our goal the next 3 months is to get to 60%. I think we need to be at 75% by year end.
Yeah.
As we get to that point, obviously that provides greater bandwidth, a much better work environment for your team, which means higher efficacy, higher efficiency, which means happier employees, more productive team members. But then what we've seen is through this automation and leveraging AI, our team is really a lot now honing their skills to lift their skill set and take the conversation to another realm, whether that's into financial planning or financial advising. Yes, financial coaching, financial counseling is still very, very important, and Royce will help out there in the future. But I think as you get into more robust and more complex areas such as estate planning, retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, expense management, these are areas that it's really going to take a human, at least right now, to advise them, you know, our member owners. And it takes time to, one, you have to learn the competencies, and then you have to build the capabilities so that your team's ready to do this. It doesn't just happen overnight. And Royce is enabling that to happen. So it is a value enabler for us, and not just a value creator as well. So a great tool, and could not be more happier with our partnership at Interface. But Royce continued to do an amazing job on behalf of our credit union.
So what I'm hearing is that Royce does more, I don't want to say simple things, but the more common things that members would inquire about. And then you guys, the humans, take the more complicated, like you said, the estate planning, all that type of the investing, that type of stuff, where you can build that relationship and nurture that relationship actually.
And as a nerd, right, at University of Creighton, you know, we're a bunch of nerds over here. You know, I have some numbers for you. So I got some more numbers for you. So
bring it in.
So right now the top five transactional experiences triggered with Royce. Number one is transferring funds. That's 39% of all calls or transactions. Rather, check balances 37%, statements 17%, and then we have checking on recent transactions to see if they've been posted or if they settled, and then finally reporting check fraud. That's still about 2.5%. So now you think about, you know, the people that are writing checks in the world, right? Yeah. And you use all kinds of demographic analysis here, and you start saying, you know what, they're using Royce because 2.5% of the calls are check fraud calls, which is just, you think about that. It's not just a young demographic. It's not just a tech demographic. I think what Bryn and his company has done, they simplify things to a user experience that is attractive to everybody, right? So technology is ubiquitous now. It's no longer just IT. It is ubiquitous. It's everywhere and everything that we do. And I think some of our experience, some of our numbers kind of prove that case.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Those are tremendous numbers, David. Oh my gosh. And like you said, I mean, I think, you know, the last 12 months have shown us that anybody and everybody can use these services, these digital services or the AI applications. So it's really impressive how we've all adapted. And I think we're probably better for it, actually. So, I mean, more efficient and better service, all that good stuff. Serenovus, let's talk feasibility here. So is this a solution that all credit unions can implement, or what capabilities do they need to have, or what they need to build internally?
Yeah, so at some point you should ask David about why they named it Rice. So
I will. That's my last question.
Really good story. Okay, I think we have built quite a bit of kind of a crawl, walk, run into the product, right? Mm-hmm. So we understand people want to run at their own pace, right? And there's usually challenges with respect to integrating with core and whatnot. We've worked really hard to help them kind of take smaller version of the product, or, you know, many different versions of the product, where they can see value in even launching AI that doesn't talk to their core to begin with, right? We have several products just does that. And we usually encourage our customers to start small. You know, there is one of the product called Smart Discovery, which is what David was talking about. We launched it in 2 weeks, no integration to backend systems. The credit union or a bank staff would just need about 10 to 12 hours of their time to set it up. And it is pretty light on their pocket, right? It's probably the cheapest product we have. So you can start your AI journey with something as small as this. It can't get better, right?
Of course, yeah.
So, and then you can build on top of the journey. That's what UCU did about, you know, 270 days back, 30 days back. So UCU took this journey of starting very small, right? And then from there on, they've taken up three other products, right? Building on top of their confidence, how Rice has been able to add value, right? So, you know, you're a credit union, you know, that doesn't have a core that provides APIs. There is still solutions for you that could create value. But if you have a core that provides you an open banking kind of APIs and whatnot, your value could skyrocket.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You could see a lot more value there, and you know, it continues to keep moving on to becoming a financial coach, creating more top line impact as well. So today, the smallest customer we have is $100 million in asset. Right? The biggest one we have is the second largest bank in the world with $500 billion in asset. right? So we serve quite a broad range of customers, including we have some of the biggest national stock exchanges as our customers, and serve customers across 8 countries now. So yeah, it's applicable. It helps people of all background. As David was saying, it is conversation or talking is a most universal interface out there, right? Because humans have been speaking for 5,000 years, right? You know, it's almost part of our DNA. Mm-hmm. We can we are trained to just talk and ask and get things done. That's the kind of power we gave it to RISE and UCU. Right. So their members can just ask and get it done.
Exactly. And now I'm talking to my watch every day. So
yeah. Yes.
We're building a very good relationship we have. So. Oh, my gosh. So, David, before I ask you the most important question of the interview, why'd you name Royce? I want to get to vendor selection. So, you know, today, obviously, we operate in a crowd. There's lots and lots of vendors out there, you know, making these big claims. Hey, we can do this, we can do that. But, you know, how does a credit union, and maybe you can use you as an example, go about evaluating the technology and finding an ideal partner?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, for the past 10 years, you know, everybody's, our vendor due diligence, our vendor processes within the credit industry has evolved because of regulatory requirements and just better business practices in general. And so today we're much better than we were a decade ago or even 2 decades ago that matter. Certain requirements from NCUA, of course, other regulatory requirements, but when we start everything with an environmental scan. So we look across all industries, all verticals, you know, of a particular technology or a software or partner that we're trying to solve a problem with. And when we got to that, at the time, it kind of was still rather small. There's actually been 5 or 7 new, rather large players in the market since we made our decision back summer of last year even. So it's moving very, very quickly, growing very, very quickly. But for us, it really was a pretty clear decision. We narrowed down to 5 fairly quickly that had experience in financial services. And then from there, narrowed it down to, you know, what kind of experience, what kind of partner were they going to be? We really like to focus in on the people at the organization. And so early on, and I don't know if Sven remembers this conversation or not, but we had a conversation. I just asked him, so, you know what, you know, how's your company doing? How's your people doing during the pandemic? Tough year, you know, a lot of things going on. And he said, you know, David, we just look at things a little bit differently at Interface. And I said, well, tell me more about that. Let me, you know, I'd like to hear more of that. He said, all we see is opportunity. And I thought that was just an amazing comment to, in the middle of a firestorm, to say, you know what, there's so much opportunity here to solve problems, that in this world that everywhere you turn, everything is negative, there's opportunity to solve and be that positive light. And right then and there, we knew that with the experience that we had from the product itself and then the people that were behind the scenes, it was a great fit for our organization because we're much the same way.
Yeah.
And so at University of Creighton. So for us, Interface was a great fit, a great partner culturally and operationally. And then we was just off to the races.
Right on. Yeah, I heard some number there was, I mean, I may be totally wrong here, but I heard there's like 16,000 companies out there, kind of fintech-ish type companies out there that financial institutions can choose from. I mean, can you imagine trying to vet even, you know, a third of those? So it's just crazy how many companies are out there. I mean, a lot of them are great. And you guys are, you know, got a great relationship here with Interface AI. So I mean, so, and you guys are reaping the rewards already with your numbers. So it's pretty cool.
And even with the 16,000 that are out there, it's still a really tight network.
Okay.
And Trinka by speak to that too. I mean, it seems like as you talk to somebody and you're maybe exploring an idea, they refer you to somebody else and everybody knows each other. And all of a sudden you're crossing paths with other people you've already spoke to for other projects. And so it's a great landscape to get plugged into and highly encourage everybody in our industry kind of start leaning in and you know, exploring the AI and any other fintech exploration you want to do.
Agreed. All right, David. All right, here's the $64,000 question for you here. So why Royce? Because I'm immediately thinking Rolls Royce. So, but that could just be me. I like cars, but so what? Why Royce? Why did you guys choose Royce?
Yeah. So you know, in the research and discussions with Sren Interface, we were trying to figure out, you know, what were some of the major stumbling points of other banks, other credit unions. You know, what are the difficult decisions? What really is important about the success of the bot? And some of the research that was shared was around that the fact that you need to be transparent to the member owner that it's a bot, that it's not a person. Try and make it a person or a persona. Sometimes then the members believe that they should have all the answers because they're a person, they're a specialist, right? And that's not the case. They're more forgiving when it's a bot, understanding that you know, maybe they don't know it yet. And I'll just ask for the operator or whatever, and I'll bypass it for the answer. I'll get referred over at live chat in the Royce world. So for us, we wanted to really look back, and actually was probably one of the more difficult parts of getting started. You know, what was the name of this thing going to be? And for us, we were founded at Royce Hall at UCLA. And so anytime you see a picture of UCLA, you see this beautiful, iconic building, which is right in the heart of campus in Westwood here, just by our headquarters. And our papers were signed to be chartered and founded right there in the entryway of Royce Hall. And so for us, we want to pay tribute to our past, to our founders. And so that's how the name Royce came about. And our members had just absolutely love it. It's not just our members that are from UCLA, but across all the university communities we serve throughout the state of California, everybody recognizes that iconic building. And again, that kind of represents the iconic service that we're giving with Royce.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh my gosh. You couldn't have picked a better name. Oh my gosh. There's so much meaning behind it. And so, yeah, that's so perfect. Oh my gosh. All right, guys, Serenovus, anything else here to add? I mean, you've talked about the future roadmap. Any other things that you guys have planned working with university here?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to add a couple of things about RISE there, right? So, sure. I mean, as we all know, software is eating the world, but AI is eating the software world, right? So that is going to be the future. And, RISE is going to be here for a long time. And, you know, and you understood that very early on, and kind of they went through a branding exercise to take it seriously and pick a right name, right? So because it's going to be around for a long time, doing many things. A couple of things that David mentioned is really key. A lot of financial institutions still believe they can't afford it, right? But the smallest one we have is $100 million in asset. So that should encourage everyone to start looking
at it. Just busted that myth right there. So yes, we're good to go. Yes.
and the second one is, imagine all other credit unions become so efficient and start putting their financial resources in building better member relationship or doing upsell, cross-sell and growing. You can't compete with that without becoming efficient. Mm-hmm. So this is already a necessity. Right. So because financial institutions in your neighborhood are already becoming efficient through such a technology and taking that resources that were saved to expanding much faster, building better member relationship, you have to become efficient to compete with that. Right. So those are the things I would want to leave with. Right. So I think it's really important to know that there is about 60 different solutions interface was already built out. Proactively think about all the challenges such a technology could solve, and you could start really, really small and add things on top of it later on.
Yeah, this seems so unlimited. Seems like sky is the limit type stuff here. So yeah, there's so much upside. So and you guys, David, are proving it. So any final words from your perspective? Any words of wisdom here?
Well, usually when I speak wisdom, they don't really collide that often. But every now and then I get lucky. I think that the big takeaway here is that there's AI can solve many problems that face our organizations. It can automate your expense reduction practices. It can automate your revenue growth services as well. And it's just about how you want to do it. Everyone will apply this technology a little bit differently, but choosing a quality partner like Interface is a big key to this, that it can move at the speed that you need to be competitive in today's world. We know that the world is speeding up at an increasing rate, and this is a great solution to help your organization scale, get cost advantages of maybe a multiple of where you currently stand today, and that means immediate and tangible member owner value right now. And so, I would highly recommend everyone take a look at it. And if you're not already, and if you want, please hop on our website ucu.org or call our call center 800-UCU-4510 and have a nice experience with Royce.
Yeah, go have a conversation with Royce, big time. Yeah, and that's the beauty of this stuff too, because I mean, it can be, I don't want to say customizable, but it can be adapted to anybody's needs, really. Because like you said, David, every credit union is different in their own way, so it can, you can customize this, I'm assuming, to meet their specific needs. Is that true, right, Serenovus, as well?
Yes, absolutely. So we do provide them all the professional services required to optimize and make sure it caters to their member specific request in a unique way, right? So it's not like one size fits all, right? We do provide quite a bit of support for them to personalize even the voice, the tone of the voice, the pitch, and you could change the modulation of the voice quite a bit. Make sure it's unique, right? So mm-hmm. yeah, there's a lot of personalization could be done.
Ah, so much fun. I just love talking about this topic, and I love talking to folks like you who are actually applying it and putting it out there, and it's working. So it's really exciting for our industry. So we appreciate all the hard work you guys are doing here, kind of pushing that proverbial envelope. So we appreciate that. Good stuff.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, and always glad to share.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.